This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Conan,
and Chris.
And we're going to get back into the story about Gabby Douglas, the Olympic gymnast, American Olympic gymnast, who during the medal ceremony a couple nights ago, during what was her third Olympic gold medal, they're playing the national anthem, they're raising the flag. She did not have her hand over her heart, as people thought she should. And a lot of people wound up going onto the internet and expressing their outrage. Now, how many of these people were actually outraged, and how many of these people were just, you know, parroting outrage because they saw other people being outraged is still unknown.
Of course. Here's an example of one of the outraged victims. There is no excuse as to why you could not salute the flag of the country that gave you the opportunity to compete. And that's what I was saying earlier about the, you didn't build this, Gabby. We made this happen for you. Your country made this happen for you, and you are...
Now, one of the things that I saw online earlier that was in support of Gabby said, what is great is that she has the freedom not to put her hand over her heart.
Yeah, I got a good quote like that, and this is kind of a mix because I'm not sure where he's going. Megasaurus on Twitter, Gabby Douglas, like any American, has the right to refuse putting their hand on their heart as long as they participate in standing. I'm like, what?
So what?
I was with you there, and then I wasn't.
Well, what is she going to do, sit down on the floor? But, so, I mean, what if she doesn't want to? I mean, what if we're seated at a baseball game, and you just don't want to get up?
Well, I'm one of those people that, the Pledge of Allegiance is kind of an issue with me because I think it has vast socialist history and overtones, and I don't believe in idolatry of the state. So I don't say the pledge, but when the pledge is being said, I do stand up. I face in the general direction, and that's not out of respect for the pledge itself, which I think is bogus, and everybody should understand the history of it, but respect for the people around me that would feel uncomfortable. It would take away something from them. You know, I don't want to be disrespectful to the people around me. Mm-hmm. And for me, okay, I'll stand up. It doesn't make it, in my mind, that I'm supporting what the pledge says, or in any way, it just says that I have respect.
Do you also stand for judges?
I don't. I'm never in front of judges. It's one of those things that hasn't come up.
But you. I know you have been in court for other people.
Been a long time. Well, yeah, that's true. I don't.
The last couple of times I was in court, they never even said all rise, but they did say, please sit down, even though nobody was standing up.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I know I know what you're doing. You're breaking these guys in slowly because it really is harsh. It's harsh treatment for them when they realize that there is somebody amongst them, in their midst, who is not offering fealty to to this organization
and
the republic.
And fortunately, I'm in such a position that I could take the time to explain why I don't. And that hit people really in weird ways.
Most of them don't realize the origins, the fact that it's only been really in existence for a little over 100 years.
Right.
The guy who came up with it. The indoctrination.
Well, now you guys are talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, not the national anthem.
Right. We moved on.
So on the national anthem, I do the same thing. You know, I do stand. I think it's a good tune.
So one thing that's interesting, there actually is something in the U.S. Code about the national anthem. It is U.S. Code Title 36, Subtitle Roman Numeral I, Part A, Chapter 3, Section 301 is National Anthem. The chapter that it's included in is titled National Anthem, Motto, Floral Emblem, March, and Tree. Did you know that there was a national march?
A song, which is... Dang. I know this one.
Is it like the what is the funny walks off of Monty Python?
Apparently the national march is the Stars and Stripes Forever, and
yes,
that's all it says in that chapter, or in that section. Now, the section about the national anthem not only mentions what the song is, but also says conduct during playing. And it says, during a rendition of the national anthem, when the flag is displayed, individuals in uniform should give the military salute at the first note of the anthem and maintain that position until the last note. Members of the armed forces and veterans who are present but not in uniform may render the military salute in the manner provided for individuals in uniform and all other persons present. And this is something that I never knew. I was not taught this growing up, and probably because this part of the law did not come into being until 1998 and was amended in 2008. It says all other persons should face the flag and stand at attention with their right hand over the heart, and men not in uniform, if applicable, should remove their headdress with their right hand and hold it at left shoulder.
Key phrase in this entire section of U.S. Code is should.
Yeah, so...
Right, and there's no penalty. That's why I went to the preceding chapter above it to see if there's any kind of... There's no penalty.
Right. Oh, yes, there is from your peers.
Yeah, ostracization.
Right, but I mean, like, you know, it's not one of those things of if you do it, men in uniforms are going to come throw you in the gulag and you have to work in the Siberian salt mines.
Sure. Not yet. It's coming, Daryl.
We'll continue with this discussion, but first, your calls. We've got Ricky calling in from Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl, it's all good. I know what you think about PA. It's all good. I know that it's Commonwealth PA. But, you know, it's okay. I'll say to start off because it says in our Constitution, 1960. Oh, hold on. Daryl?
Yep, we're still here. Is there a problem with your phone, Ricky?
Like
no, my Bluetooth speaker just died. It's all good.
Do you need mouth-to-mouth? Do we need to call the authorities?
No, Cortana's alive and well and everything else. It's all good.
Okay, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, it's in our Constitution, first of all, like I said, that you can say, you may say, Constitution of Pennsylvania to start. Now, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. You know,
then just jump into whatever you don't have to give us all of this backstory of things and then say, but that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Wait. He needs to tell us if he's still a sheriff first, or a deputy.
To my knowledge, yes, but I will tell you this. I can only talk so much about it. And when I call in, I will be talking with you, Conan, and whoever was on there, because you're from PA and you know this stuff. But I will say before I go into what I was going to talk to tonight, the young lady... It's a troubled story. She was under supervision, as you well know.
Right.
She had her opiate problem, everything else. And she's playing a very dangerous game with the state and did. And she tried to bail from me on Saturday. The one Saturday 2 weeks ago, I got her back. And she's no longer here. She now got back to where she needs to be at. She's over at probation. And I've been still working things as I can, but now contact is ceased. And it's unfortunately, I think the unfortunate has happened. And that's about all I can talk about for now about her situation. Sorry to say.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm too. And when it comes to an end, you know, I can talk about it. I'll, of course, go on the air, and I think it'll be a really good education for everybody to learn what went wrong here and what's, I believe now is going to end up happening because she's not going to be with me. And the others that are protecting her may not be able to, you know, and you get the idea, brother.
Yep.
And that's what happened. Okay, but that was that. That's about all I can say. But no, what I wanted to talk about, and I was originally going to talk about your conspiracy about the Google and that. But instead of that, you know, I heard you talking about the flag. Conan.
Hold on. What conspiracy about Google and the flag? I'm putting you on hold. We'll bring you back. Try to gather your thoughts. Grab a piece of paper. Jot down some notes.
And we'll talk about the flag.
Google Skynet.
And we'll talk about the flag with Ricky and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor. I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Wells, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. You can call in to bring up whatever is on your mind. And we'll get back to Ricky here in just a second. But when you go to bed tonight, I want you to do something. Concentrate on the position of your head and your neck. In a lot of cases, chronic headaches, neck aches, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. My pillow and Chris's pillow, unfortunately, Conan doesn't have one. But these pillows, called My Pillow, they're designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for a few months, and I have to say it's the best pillow I've ever used. These things are amazing. You can throw them in the washer, you can throw them in the dryer, and they're ready to be used again. When was the last time you threw your pillow in the washer? Can you imagine all the dust mites and other stuff that's on that thing? Don't worry, I have the solution. Go to MyPillow.com and buy a pillow. Don't worry if you don't like it, if you don't think it's as good as I say it is, you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. The pillow itself is guaranteed for 10 years, and if you use code FTL, you get a second pillow absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go back to Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, brother. Well, quickly about the flag. The reason why I totally agree with Conan, because you asked me right out a couple of things. Thank you, Daryl. And, yeah, it goes against my spiritual beliefs, too. And I'll say that when I'm around people, to show respect to them, I'll stand. But if I, like, say, for example, I'm in the Catholic Church, and I've been in with people already. When the guy comes out, you know, I won't stand up, and I sure as hell won't bow. That being said, about that conspiracy there, Conan, if you could give me a quick refresher on your thing there, I'll take you my take on it a bit.
Go right ahead.
He wants you to give him a refresher of the conspiracy.
Oh, I don't know. Google is Skynet, right? Skynet is Google.
Why do you think that?
Because I saw a movie and it was Terminators and they were killing people, taking over the world, robots.
But how many people has Google killed?
That I know of, I don't know that they have. They might be getting the Clinton Foundation to do their dirty work for them.
By today's standards, they have been complicit in millions, I'm sure.
Well, okay, well, here's my take on it. I highly doubt they're getting the Clinton Foundation, considering that one of their biggest supporters, is Bill Gates. Now, you want to hear my take on it?
Yeah, go ahead. You're the caller.
Okay, well, imagine this. I do think that Google is trying to be Skynet. I think that also everything from their scams, the thing with the ACLU, everything else. I mean, they have all the patterns of it. But see, there's one problem.
Hold on. What's the connection between Google and the ACLU?
Well, it was last June, I think it was. And, you know, they had that treaty, Amazon. You know, they had Microsoft, Apple. And the treaty was that the Chromebooks and different stuff, you know, that they weren't supposed to track students and whatnot and everything else. And what it came down to, their likeness, and Google didn't want to sign it. They didn't want to sign it. In fact, they were just like Hamilton, didn't want to sign the Declaration of Independence. Well, they kind of ganged up on them. And basically what ended up happening is after a while, they got caught, because they did it anyway. They got caught by the ACLU. And you know what Google said?
Oops.
Well, we don't care because we're Google.
Right. And the issue was they were collecting data to be used for mining for advertising from students and from.
Right. And the worst part is after that, they said, we don't care. We're Google. We'll do it anyways. Well, the ACLU only got so much, and they got a friend to help them. It's called Microsoft. But what I was saying about the thing is, imagine this. I do think Google's trying, but they don't have the technology. Android's really pathetic, in all honesty. They don't have this and that. They're trying. They don't have the resources, the knowledge, or the people to do it. But they're trying, and they're definitely bought and paid for at a point. They turned. They changed. Now, imagine this case scenario. Imagine somebody trying to make Skynet. Now, if you look at the movies and that, Now, if somebody's going to make Skynet and they're really not capable of it, not only that, they're bought and paid for by the man would just steal their technology and then he would be Skynet. Now, imagine this. Imagine if another company that was capable, not only capable, but has everything in place that could be a good Skynet. Because Skynet could be a good thing, just like the Internet. The Internet scared people too, right? Well, the Internet scared people too. The Internet's not that much different than a Skynet. And that scared people too. Now, imagine a good company that's proven they're a good company was trying to do the same thing to compete against this company to make Skynet, and it would be a good Skynet that the man couldn't touch because they couldn't.
So this sounds like you're saying that there could be a benevolent dictator of sorts. Dictators don't have to be evil. There could be a benevolent dictator. Skynet doesn't have to create Terminators that kill people. Skynet could create robots that only do good things, and they never do anything wrong.
I got this. So Iran and North Korea, in joint, create the benevolent AI, anti-Skynet, to combat the evil Skynet that is what basically data mining all these people
are
across.
Are we talking about a movie plot?
Yeah.
I think we're all talking in sci-fi right now. Ricky,
thanks for the call.
Let's go to Robert calling in from, I believe this is Nevada. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello. Okay, we're talking about artificial intelligence and Skynet. I have to chime into this because I have my own theories.
Go ahead.
Conspiracy theories. I don't think that any one single company, conglomerate, whatever, is going to become the artificial intelligence that would bring life to Skynet. I think it's the whole of all of the different organs, shall you say, using the nervous system, which is the Internet, to be able to form something that complex and something else that is a little bit more relevant, as we're all into Bitcoin and such. I don't know if you know the technical details as to how technologies like Ethereum work. I won't get into the huge, you know, technical background behind it. Basically, it is the ability for software to exist on the network rather than on a single computer or server farm. In other words, the actual software itself is free and autonomous as long as more than one peer-to-peer connection on that, you know, Bitcoin network or Ethereum network, whatever it might be, agrees that it exists. So there.
And what was the term you used? I'm sorry.
For which one? I'm sorry.
To describe this type of software.
Oh well, it's okay.
Hold your thought. If it's not going to be a one-word answer, which it should have been, we'll hold you over, bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a caller on the line, Robert in Nevada, called in to mention Ethereum. Well, just so happens that, well, there's a Bitcoin and Ethereum wallet that is the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. That is the Jax wallet, J-A-X-X. There's no wallet like it. This thing holds Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens with more currencies to come soon. There's also Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio. He's also the creator of CryptoKit and the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. Jax is easy to use. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand, Jax. That's Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. And as I said, Jax is the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. Let's go back to the phones where we have Robert calling in from Nevada. Robert, you were mentioning about Ethereum and how other things like it are allowing people to run sort of decentralized programs through something called a blockchain. And Chris had asked you what was the specific term that you used to describe those types of programs?
Well, I'm trying to think of what it might have been. Autonomous, but I was also, yeah.
Yeah, you might have just said that quickly and I didn't catch it. I thought it was some term that I hadn't heard before. No problem. Continue with your thoughts, please.
Now, the important thing is that to understand behind my theory is that we are building the individual components of this artificial intelligence brain. And each computer you could consider to be a cell in the brain. The wires connecting them could be the synapses between those different cells, and as it grows and becomes more complex, it's taught those things. Now, to understand what the difference is and how I think Ethereum-type technology could lead to another component in that brain, very quickly, before the Internet, when people were just using computers, and it still works this way. Okay, everyone's computer uses some sort of processor like the 386, you know, the x86 processor. And in that processor, you have the ability to use multiple processes, multiple things being stored and thought of and retained in memory at the same time.
Sure.
That's called a virtual machine. At one point, it wasn't like that until they invented the ability to create virtual machines. In other words, the computer programs that you're running in your computer think that you're running multiple computers.
Right.
In other words, so to understand that concept is very critical, because if we're shifting from individual computer computing into group computing throughout the Internet or throughout the nervous system of this brain we're talking about, we're suddenly replacing, we're transferring the ability for, consequence. You know, every action has a consequence. There's, it's basic, one of the basic laws of physics. For every action, there's an opposite reaction. The reason why that's important is because the blockchain teaches what comes before and what comes after. In other words, in the beginning, and the continuation of time. In other words, we are teaching the brain the concept of time and history.
Interesting.
To have that understanding, because right now you could compare computer programs to dreams. You know, you turn off the program, the dream stops. But if you have consciousness, the dream would never end as long as that brain functions.
Well, and I think that's the key to your theory is that somehow AI needs to become part of a massively distributed network and also part of the blockchain. And I don't say that that can't happen, but I can say that we've already seen amazing things that can happen with massively distributed computer networks.
Right, and you don't need a blockchain to have decentralized distributed programs.
So I think a great example is Folding at Home. Do you guys remember that? Folding at Home was an app that you could run on, I know it was on like the PS3, you could run it on your PC. But what it did was it ran folding proteins, and folding proteins is one of those key things that scientists need to do to calculate to find cures for things like cancer and certain diseases. But it was really cool that so many people would say, yeah, go ahead and let that run in the background on my PS3. And medical research was occurring, and people would load it on their actual PCs and things like that. So that never needed a blockchain. It just needed some centralization to say, talk to this when you solve a problem.
I think blockchain has sort of become this buzzword within the computer industry to where people go, we need to have a blockchain. You don't need a blockchain for everything. But BitTorrent are decentralized and distributed. There's no blockchain that needs to exist.
But I think combining Ethereum and the idea of the smart contract, should it actually ever come to fruition?
I sure as hell hope not. Because the problem with smart contracts is that it totally takes the human element out of the equation. And some people are like, that's the point. That's why it's so wonderful.
It can be.
Let's just suppose that... That, Chris, I make an agreement with you. I will stop by your store tomorrow at 4 o'clock to deliver you product X. And if I don't deliver product X at 4 o'clock, then Y happens, and Y could be you clear out my bank account, whatever.
But
well,
that's the important thing.
I'm on the way there, and then I get into a car accident.
Right.
and I'm physically unable to deliver the product, and
too bad.
You're a sane person, and you're like, oh, I understand. Well, smart contract, you cannot go in and revert this thing at 357 and say life happened.
I like it as a way of record keeping. I've always liked the idea of blockchains as keepers of records. I think that's great. But
when it works right, hold on, let me just say one thing. There was that organization called BitNation that supposedly they were going to put all of this stuff on the blockchain. They tried to record a wedding on the blockchain, and it didn't record because something didn't go right. And then their entire concept was like, can't do that. Continue with your thought, Robert.
Well, I was going to bring it all back home when someone said, we're taking the human element, the human component out of this. We are continually doing that. We have been doing that throughout the extent of human history. We're tool makers. So if we're making a tool that can remember the past and possibly even predict the future, and the program, whatever it might be in the future, can process and think things for itself throughout it, and using all of the computers within the network, that is one of the reasons why I'm saying that. I know blockchain is a big trendy word right now. I think it's people are using it, number one, for marketing hype. But the actual concept of it did not fully exist in a functional manner. Because remember, online, matter does not exist. Everything is virtual. Everything is a dream. That's why you always say, is it real life or is it online? Because online, time does not really exist. Only humans know what the concept of time is because we're physical matter. Computers don't understand that. Just like in war.
I don't know. My computer's got a clock up in the upper right-hand corner telling me what time it is. So
timing is a key component of
computers operate because of time. Robert, thank you for the call. And smart contracts are all based on time. If X doesn't happen by Y, then Z. That's all about time.
You've got to put all the parameters in, Daryl. Your parameters of X and Y were not enough.
We could go a little...
We could dig a little deeper, but we are not going to, unless somebody else calls in the closing moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. There might be time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. And want to remind you about the fundraiser that is going on to expand the satellite coverage of the Liberty Radio Network. That, of course, being the network that is the internet network that was started by Ian Freeman, the founder of Free Talk Live. And as of right now, LRN is available on free-to-air satellite in North and Central America and most of Sub-Saharan Africa. We're looking to expand that to Europe, the Middle East, and most of Russia. There are perks. Go to fund.lrn.fm. Take a look at the various perks. And if you want to have one of the satellites named after you, well, you could wind up doing that if you throw in a couple $1,000s. But, of course, there are other perks that you can get for as little as $10. Again, that's fund.lrn.fm. Just a couple weeks left in that. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, speaking of all this computerized talk, did you know that Atlanta, Georgia is going to install a brand new multi-million dollar computerized signal light system? So this is very, very high.
Aren't most of the traffic lights already on some sort of computer system?
Well, no, those are completely outdated. This is going to have like sensors. It will see, it will talk to each other's signal lines. It will know when the car is coming. It's kind of like the automated cars where there will be no intersections because they'll be talking to each other. It's kind of something like that where they know that there's bicycles, pedestrians approaching.
Yeah, I pulled up a story on this. Actually, it's kind of interesting, but yeah, they're using.
So it's eliminating the intersections by being able to talk to bicyclists?
No, what it's doing is they're using like they're using webcam technology. They're using all sorts of things to analyze traffic and not have traffic signals just be 30 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 30 seconds. You know what I mean? So they are kind of trying to make it a little bit smarter. That's what they're...
They want to eliminate, you know, how people have to run the red lights because they can't slow down. And then they want to end that. But there's no cars coming in, if going the opposite direction, there is no need to stop. They're just going to let the traffic go on by. And they will have sensors where it's just going to move the traffic a lot more smoothly.
But won't this totally screw up the thing that you absolutely love, and that's the red light ticket cameras? Won't this, you know, free-flowing or freer, faster-flowing, smoother-flowing traffic just totally eliminate the whole red light camera thing?
You won't need it, right, Sarah?
I don't know. I don't know how the greater the effect would be, but the cameras in Atlanta, Georgia are hidden. They hide those cameras like they do in Arizona with the cactuses. So I have no idea.
They don't use cactuses in Atlanta.
I'm just saying, but they hide those cameras.
Cacti.
So they want to catch you on your best behavior. So I have a feeling that it will reduce the tickets if they have this really, and it's supposed to cost like up in the couple of hundreds of tens of millions of dollars. It's a very computerized sensor, GPS-oriented technology, and they have to replace the whole thing, just gut it out. Because it's like getting a flip phone and trying to do smartphone technology into that phone. You have to throw the whole phone away and start all over. You know, you have to get a smartphone that has from the get-go. So I just heard about it on the NPR News. So I don't know exactly how in detail that this is going to be, but I'm just excited that Atlanta is the first one that's going to implement this.
So are you hoping they bring that to Albuquerque?
Well, it'll take another 30 years. We can't even have the bus rent, the Rapid Transit, without going into federal court and suing, and they might have a car. You know what I mean? This place is so behind, we can't even put a little bus system. How are we going to get that?
It's not a little, but if it's costing tens of millions of dollars, it's not a little bus system.
My theory is this is going to be exactly as successful when it comes out as the luggage moving system at Denver International Airport. This will be your first couple years of the new traffic light system, Atlanta. I'm sorry. I'm just skeptical.
Yeah, so am I. Sarah, thanks for the call. But Chris, you did say that you had some information about this?
Yeah, it just said Atlanta officials hope replacing. So I'll go ahead. This is from marketplace.org. AAA says it costs roughly 57 cents to drive a car 1 mile, and that number jumps when drivers idle. So that's city planners nationwide are trying to help by installing new traffic signal technology, and that's what the city of Atlanta is dropping millions of dollars on a system-wide upgrade. The whole infrastructure project is called Renew Atlanta, and its general manager is Faye DeMassie. We'll call her Faye. She explains that the traffic signal part of the project just doesn't mean buying new equipment. It also means making better use of traffic lights. Signal optimization simply means that we're making sure that the timing of the signals is moving traffic through the corridor in an efficient way. And I guess that implies that it's not stopping traffic in an inefficient way.
You want to know how you can efficiently have traffic flowing, have roundabouts? And I realize in an existing city like Atlanta, to where you've got businesses on every corner, it's not necessarily going to be easy or feasible to turn every intersection into a roundabout.
Well, what's unique about this and what I think is daunting reading this article is this system is not designed, this is what Sarah was talking about, not designed just to deal with automobiles, but also designed to work with bicycles and pedestrians. That's getting pretty low. It's like I can envision the car part, but now you're talking about three things that all travel at very different speeds. You know what I mean?
Until the semi-truck with the light blue side siding drives by you and the driverless car that you're driving in decides to...
Right.
It's a nice, clean entryway.
Now, Conan, how does this smart signaling thing tie in with your Skynet that you're always talking about?
I knew you were getting
there. I don't always talk about Skynet. But my whole thing is, what are they going to do with all this data? So you've got Google, you've got the NSA, you've got other really big companies. China's got a big outfit over there, and they're collecting the crap out of this data. What are they doing with it if they have an AI? We talked about who is the Taybot. You know, this is a playground for Tay. I mean, so just let her go and let her see what she learns. Let her see what she picks up, and a couple years down the road, before you know it, Tay's sending out the troopers to kill all human life, wipe us off the face of the earth.
I had a story. Evidently, Microsoft has come up with a new chatbot that is evidently worse than Tay.
Oh, dear. Maybe we'll talk about that night.
Is it the new Yankee or the Yankee weatherman?
We'll just tease it with that.
Let's go to Neil calling in from Arizona. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How you doing? That last caller, I haven't heard about that new smartphone that comes with from the get-go. Is that a new browser?
Yeah, it runs off of hamsters.
Oh, yeah. And you know another thing? I grew up in Bellflower, California, which is just north of Long Beach. And I don't know if you ever heard of the Long Beach Traffic Circle. You know, I grew up, that was always called a traffic circle. Why does everybody now call it a roundabout?
Yeah, when I first moved here 4 years ago, that's what I called it, and everyone looked at me strange.
Yeah, it's a New England thing. I guess I've always known them as circles, too.
Yeah.
I have used the term traffic circle and roundabout interchangeably. I've heard people up here call them rotaries, and that just sounds absolutely weird because right. I always expect them to finish by saying phone. Because when I was a kid, there was the rotary phone, and then there was the push phone.
Right.
I've actually called them rotundas, but that's like
that's something totally different.
It's a round building, It's a round structure.
Go ahead, Neil.
You know the man that actually designed the Long Beach Traffic Circle, which actually intersects at Lakewood Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway? He was killed on it. And then years later, his son was killed on it, too.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. Was he
driving on it, or was he out there, like, working in some...
Well, they were driving on it, and they were both killed on it.
No, that's interesting.
That's unfortunate. Neil, thank you for the call. That's it for tonight, but we will be back tomorrow, just like we are all 7 nights of the week. And we are always available online at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.